This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 14th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, a warm evening is unfolding. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze, while Tel Aviv enjoys a mild night with temperatures perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler, providing a refreshing end to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Mativ describes a tailwind for Hamas, Iran, and Hezbollah. The report highlights the support from the right in the West Bank, backed by the government, and warns of potential escalations. Also, reports from Walla earlier today indicate that the IDF has killed a Gaza police officer in an airstrike. Gaza's Interior Ministry claims the officer was the commander of the Gaza District Police. Also this hour, Ynet reports that U.S. Vice President Vance prioritizes cheap energy over the Iran nuclear threat. Washington's focus remains on keeping oil and gas prices low amid increasing pressure on Iran. Separately, JNS notes earlier this hour that President Herzog marks the anniversary of the Abraham Accords. He calls for expanding the circle of peace and further normalization in the Middle East. And finally, from earlier today, the Australian Jewish News covers a Matula resident's upcoming visit to Sydney. Liat Cohen-Raviv will share insights on rebuilding the north of Israel, impacted by conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Balaz News reports just minutes ago that National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir appeared on a podcast hosted by a former hostage. This marks a notable moment as Ben-Gvir previously opposed hostage release deals. Danny Danon posted earlier today about his recent speech at the UN Security Council, inviting viewers to watch it in full. I24 News English wrote earlier today that Jared Kushner plans to visit Israel next week. His agenda includes discussions on a Gaza disarmament plan, with officials ready to address concerns. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Mariv's report, the article discusses the backing terror organizations receive from certain political factions in the West Bank. The IDF warns this support could lead to increased tensions and violence in the region. This situation raises concerns about security and stability moving forward. Turning to the airstrike in Gaza, Walla reported earlier today that the operation targeted the commander of the Gaza District Police. This strike is part of ongoing military actions in the region. The recent escalation highlights the fragile security situation and its impact on civilian lives in Gaza. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on U.S. Vice President Vance underscores Washington's focus on energy security over nuclear threats. The administration's strategy aims to stabilize global oil markets while still addressing the Iranian nuclear issue. This approach could influence geopolitical dynamics and energy prices. President Herzog's call for peace, as covered by JNS, comes as the Abraham Accords celebrate another year. He emphasizes that the agreements are just the beginning of broader regional integration. This could lead to new diplomatic and economic opportunities across the Middle East. Finally, the Australian Jewish News highlights the resilience of northern Israel as Liat Cohen-Raviv prepares to speak in Sydney. Her insights will shed light on the challenges and progress in rebuilding communities affected by conflict. This visit aims to foster international support and understanding. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Our Crowd has named Callie Chill as CEO. After a year of transition, Chill's formal appointment marks a new chapter for the investment platform. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the performance of stocks under the influence of artificial intelligence. Several technology and hardware companies have seen significant gains this year, reflecting ongoing trends in the market. And finally, Walla Business notes that Cyprus has expressed interest in acquiring Merkava tanks. Despite previous setbacks with Germany, Cyprus remains keen on bolstering its defense capabilities with Israeli technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.